Everyone needs to like to do the minister of Scarlet Apostolic Sabbath Son, Congregation outside the Scarlet Hour in Elgin, Texas. Today is August 19, 2024. It is Elu 15:28. We will do our first service today. Taken from 1 Samuel. We're going to start with chapter 1. Alright, we're in the first book of Samuel. This is going to be a type, an antitype, named the series of our sermon. The kings of Israel. Who are the kings that Yahweh saved Israel by, and who is those that are kings of Israel, but they're no good for saving Israel. This is type and antitype. We'll start with the first book of Samuel, the first chapter. Now there was a certain man of the Ramoth of Siam, Zophath of Mount Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, a son of Jezreel, and Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zip, and Ephrathite. And he had two wives. The name of the one was Hannah, and the name of the other was Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. And this man went up out of his city yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Yahshua of the host, that's the son of Yahweh, and Shiloh, and the two sons of Eli, Hophni, and Phinehas, the priest of the Yahweh was there. And when the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave to Peninnah his wife, and to all her sons and her daughters portions. But unto Hannah he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah, but the Yahweh had shut up her womb. And her adversary also provoked her sore, for to make her fret, because Yahweh has shut up her womb. And as he did so year by year, when she went up to the house of the Yahweh, so she provoked her. Therefore she wept and did not eat. Then said Elkanah her husband to her, Hannah, why weepest thou, and why eatest thou not, and why is thy heart grieved? Am not I better than 10 sons? So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of the altar, and she was in the bitterness of soul, and prayed unto the altar, and wept sore. And she vowed a vow, and said, O Yahshua of the host, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid, and remember me, and not forget thy handmaid, but will give unto thy handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Yahweh all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. And it came to pass that she continued praying for the Yahweh, that Eli marked her mouth. Now Hannah, she spake in her heart, only her lips knew, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drunk. And Eli said unto her, how long wilt thou be drunk? Put away thy wine from thee. And Hannah answered and said, no, my master, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before thee, O Lord. Count not thine handmaid for a daughter of Belial, but out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto. And Eli answered and said, go in peace, that the Yahweh of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. And she said, let thy handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. And they rose up in the morning early and worshipped before the Yahweh and returned and came to their house in Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah, his wife, and the Yahweh remembered her. Wherefore it came to pass, when the time was come about after Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son and called his name Samuel, saying, because I have asked him of the Yahweh. And the man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer unto the Yahweh the yearly sacrifice and his vow. But Hannah went not up, for she said unto her husband, I will not go up until the child be weaned, and then I will bring him, that he may appear before the Yahweh and there abide forever. And Elkanah, her husband, said unto her, do what seemeth thee good, tarry until thou have weaned him, only the Yahweh establish his word. So the woman abode and gave her son suck until she weaned him. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her, with three bullocks and one ephah of flour and a bottle of wine, and brought him unto the house of the Yahweh in Shiloh, and the child was young. And they slew a bullock and brought the child to Eli. And she said, O my master, as my soul liveth, my master, I am the woman that stood by thee here, praying unto the Yahweh. For this child I prayed, and the Yahweh hath given me my petition, which I ask of him. Therefore also I have lent him unto the Yahweh. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent unto the Yahweh. And he worshipped the Yahweh there. And Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoices. This is chapter 2. And the Yahweh, my heart is exalted in the Yahweh. My mouth is enlarged over my enemies. because I rejoice in thy salvation. There is none holy as Yahweh, for there is none beside thee. Neither is there any rock like our Yahweh. Talk no more so exceeding crowded that not arrogancy come out of your mouth. For the Yahweh is the Yahweh of the knowledge, that by him actions are weighed. The bows of the mighty men are broken, and they that stumble are girded with the strength. They that were full have hired out themselves for bread, and they that were hungry ceased, so that the barren hath borne seven, and she that hath many children is waxed feeble. For the Yahweh killeth, and he maketh alive. He bringeth down to the grave, and he bringeth up. Yahweh maketh poor, and maketh rich. He bringeth low, and he lifteth up. He raised up the poor out of the dust, and lifted up the beggar from the dunghill, to sit them among princes, and to make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Yahweh, and he has set the world upon them. He will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent and darkness. For by the strength shall no man prevail. For the adversaries of the Yahweh shall be broken to pieces. Out of the heaven shall he thunder upon them. And Yahweh shall judge the ends of the earth, and he shall give strength unto his king, and exalt the horn of his anointed. And Elkanah went to Ramah to his house, and his child did minister unto the Yahweh before Eli the priest. Now the sons of Eli were sons of Belial. They knew not that the Yahweh, they knew not the Yahweh. And the priest's custom with the people was that when any man offered sacrifice, the priest's servant came, for the flesh was in seeding with the flesh hip of three teeth in his hand, and he struck it into the pan, or kettle, or cauldron, or pot. All that the flesh hip brought up, the priest took for himself. So they did in the shadow unto all the Israelites that came thither. Also, before they burnt the fat, the priest's servants came and said to the man that sacrificed, give the flesh to roast for the priest, for he will not have sodden flesh all of the but raw. And if any man said unto him, let them not fail to burn the fat presently, and then take as much as thy soul desires, then he would answer him, nay, but thou shalt give it me now, and if not, I will take it by force. Wherefore the sin of the young man was very great before the Yahweh, Clement accord the offering of the altar, the sign of mercy before the altar. Then a child girded with a linen ephod over his mother made him a little coat and brought it to him from year to year. When she came up with her husband to offer the yearly sacrifice, and Eli blessed Elkanah and his wife and said to Yahweh, I give thee seed of this woman for the load which is lent to the Yahweh. And they went unto their own home. And Yahweh visited Hannah, so that she conceived and bare three sons and two daughters. And the child Samuel grew before the Yahweh. Now Eli was very old and heard all that his son did unto all Israel, and how they lay with the women that assembled at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And he said unto them, why do you such thing? For I hear of your evil dealing by all this people. Nay, my son, for it is no good report that I hear. You make the Yahweh's people to transgress. If one man sin against another, the judge shall judge him. But if a man sin against Yahweh, who shall entreat for him? Notwithstanding, they hearken not unto the voice of their father, because Yahweh would slay them. And the child Samuel grew on, and was in favor both with Yahweh and also with men. And there came a man of Yahweh unto Eli, and said unto him, thus saith Yahweh, did I plainly appear unto the house of thy father when they were in Egypt, in Pharaoh's house? And did I choose him out of all the tribes of Israel to be my priest, to offer upon my altar, to burn incense, to wear an ephod before me? Did I give unto the house of thy father all the offerings made by fire of the children of Israel? Wherefore sit ye at my sacrifice and at my offering, which I have commanded in my habitation, and honors thy son above me, to make yourself fat with the cheapest of all the offerings of Israel, my people? Wherefore the Yahweh of the Israel said, I said indeed that they at thy house and the house of thy father should walk before me forever. But now the Yahweh said, he is far from me. For them that honor me, I will honor, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Behold, the days come that I will cut off thine arm and the arm of thy father's house, that there shall not be an old man in thy house. And thou shalt see an enemy in my habitation, and all the wealth which Yahweh shall give Israel, and there shall not be an old man in thy house forever. And a man of thine, whom I shall not cut off from my altar, shall be to consume thine eyes and to grieve thine heart, and all the increase of thine house shall die in the fire of their age. this shall be a sign unto thee, that shall come upon thy two sons, on Hophni and Phinehas. And one day they shall die both of them. And I'll raise me up a faithful priest that shall do according to that which is in my heart and in my mind. And I will build him a sure house. Now here it is right here. He's going to raise up, he's going to build one of his chosen priests a sure house. And he shall walk before my anointed forever. And it shall come to pass that everyone that is left in thine house shall come and cross to him for a piece of silver and a morsel of bread, and shall say, put me, I pray thee, into one of the priests' offices, that I may eat a piece of bread. Okay, chapter 3, Samuel, 1 Samuel. It says that, and the child Samuel ministered unto the other before Eli. And the word of the other was precious in those days. They were no open vision. There was no open vision. And it came to pass at that time when Eli was laid down in his place and his eyes began to wax dim, that he could not see. And ere the lamp of Yahweh went out in the temple of Yahweh, where the ark of Yahweh was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep, that Yahweh called Samuel, and he answered, here am I. And he ran unto Eli, and said, here am I, for thou callest me. And he said, I call not. Lie down again. And he went and lay down. And Yahweh called yet again, Samuel. And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, here am I, for thou didst call me. And he answered, I call not, my son. Lie down again. Now Samuel did not yet know the Yahweh, neither was the word of the Yahweh yet revealed unto him. And Yahweh called Samuel again a third time, and he arose and went to Eli and said, here am I, for thou didst call me. And Eli perceived that the Yahweh had called the child. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, go lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, speak, Yahweh, for thy servant heareth. So Samuel went and lay down in his place, and Yahweh came, and Yahshua came, this is the son of Yahweh, and stood in Saul at a time. Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel answered, speak, for thy servant I hear. And Yahshua said unto Samuel, behold, I will do a thing in Israel, at which both the ears of everyone that heareth it shall tingle. And that day I will perform against Eli all things which I have spoken concerning his house. When I begin, I will also make an end. For I have told him that I will judge his house forever for the iniquity which he knoweth, because his sons make themselves lie. and he restrained them not. And therefore I have sworn unto the house of Eli, that the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be purged with the sacrifice nor offering forever. And Samuel lay until the morning and opened the doors of the house of Yahweh. And Samuel feared to show Eli the vision. And Eli called Samuel, said, Samuel, my son? And he answered, here am I. And he said, what is the thing that the Yahshua has said unto thee? I pray thee, hide it not from me. Yahweh do so today, and more also, if thou hide anything from me of all the things that he said unto thee. And Samuel told him every whit, and hid nothing from him. And he said, it is Yahweh, it is Yahshua, let him do what seemeth him good. And Samuel grew, and the Yahshua was with him, and did let none of his words fall to the ground, and all Israel, from Dan even to Beersheba, knew that Samuel was established to be a prophet of the Yahweh. And the Yahshua appeared again in Shiloh, for Yahshua revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Yahweh. Chapter 4, 1 Samuel. And the word of Samuel came unto all Israel. Now Israel went out against the Philistines to battle, and pitched beside Eben Ezer, and the Philistines pitched in Ophet, and the Philistines put themselves in array against Israel, and when they joined battle, Israel was smitten before the Philistines, and they slew of the army in the field about 4,000 men. And when the people were come into the camp, the elders of Israel said, wherefore hath Yahweh smitten us today before the Philistines? Let us fetch the ark of the covenant of Yahweh out of the shallow unto us, that when it cometh among us, it may save us out of the hand of our enemy. So the people went to Shiloh, that they might bring from thence the ark of the covenant of Yahshua of the host, which dwelleth between the cherubim. This is a sign, Yahshua dwelleth between the cherubim. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were there with the ark of the covenant of the Yahweh. And when the ark of the covenant of the Yahweh came into the camp, all Israel shouted with a great shout, so that the earth rang again. And when the Philistines heard the noise of the shout, they said, what meant the noise of this great shout in the camp of the Hebrews? And they understood that the ark of Yahweh was come into the camp. And the Philistines were afraid, for they said, Yahweh has come into the camp. And they said, woe unto us, that there have not been such a thing heretofore. Woe unto us, who shall deliver us out of the hand of these mighty gods? These are the gods that smote the Egyptians with all the plagues in the wilderness. They're strong. And quit yourself like men, all you Philistines, since you be not servant unto the Hebrews, as they have been unto you. Quit yourself like men and fight. And the Philistines fought, and Israel was smitten. And they fed every man into his tent. And there was a very great slaughter of the fill of Israel, 30,000 foot. And the ark of God was taken, and the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were slain. And there ran a man, Benjamin, out of the army, and came under Shiloh the same day, with his clothes rent, and with the earth upon his head. And when he came low, Eli sat upon a seat by the wayside, watching, for his heart trembled for the ark of Yahweh. And when the man came into the city and told it, all the city cried out. And when Eli heard the noise of the crying, he said, "What meanest the noise of this tumult?" And the man came in hastily and told Eli. And Eli was 98 years old, and his eyes were dim that he could not see. And the man said unto Eli, "I am he that came out of the army, and I fled today out of the army." And he said, "What is there done, my son?" And the messenger answered and said, "Israel is fled before the Philistines. There hath been also a great slaughter among the people, and our two sons also, Hophni and Phinehas, are dead, and the ark of Yahweh is taken." And it came to pass, when he made mention of the ark of Yahweh, that he fell from off the seat backwards by the side of the gate, and his neck broke, and he died, for he was an old man and heavy, and he had judged Israel 40 years. And his daughter-in-law, Phinehas, wife, was with the child, here to be delivered. And when she heard the tidings that the ark of Yahweh was taken, and that her father-in-law and her husband were dead, she bowed herself and travailed, for her pain came upon her. And about the time of her death, the woman that stood by her said unto her, "Fear not, for thou hast borne a son." But she answered not, neither did she regard it. And she named the child Ichabod, saying, "The glory is departed from Israel, because the ark of Yahweh was taken, and because of her father-in-law and her husband." And she said, "The glory is departed from Israel, for the ark of Yahweh is taken." Now, creation calendar that Roland Johnson brought forth in 1970 represents the return of the Ark of the Covenant. As an antitype of this earth that was given to Israel for their deliverance. That's what we received, the creation calendar, and Brother Johnson has given the information on how to restore Yahweh's government again and put it back in operation. Our true worship at the true time of all the feast days during each year. Okay, end of chapter 5, the first Sunday. And the Philistine took the Ark of Yahweh and brought it from Ebenezer unto Ashdod. When the Philistines took the Ark of Yahweh, they brought it into the house of Dagon and set it by Dagon. And when they had the Ashdod, rose early on the morrow, behold, Dagon was falling upon his face to the earth before the Ark of the Yahweh. And they took Dagon and set him in his place again. And when they arose early on the morning, behold, Dagon was falling upon his face to the ground before the Ark of the Yahshua. And the head of Dagon and both the palms of his hands were cut off upon the threshold. Only the stump of Dagon was left to him. Therefore neither the priest of Dagon nor any that come into Dagon's house tread on the threshold of Dagon and Ashdod unto this day. But the hand of Yahweh was heavy upon the ground of Ashdod. And he destroyed them and smote them with the emerald. Even Ashdod and the coast thereof. And when the men of Ashdod saw that it was so, they said, "The Ark of the Yahweh of Israel shall not abide with us, for his hand is sore upon it, and upon Dagon, our God." They sent therefore and gathered all the lords of the Philistines unto them and said, "What shall we do with the Ark of the Yahweh of Israel?" They answered, "That the Ark of Yahweh of Israel be carried about unto Gath." And they carried the Ark of Yahweh of Israel about Gath. And it was so that after they had carried it about, the hand of the Yahshua was against the city with a very great destruction. And he smote the men of the city, both small and great, and they had emeralds in their secret parts. Therefore they sent the Ark of Yahweh to Ephraim. And it came to pass, as the Ark of Yahweh came to Ephraim, that the Ephraimites cried out, saying, "They have brought about the Ark of Yahweh of Israel to us to slay us and our people." So they sent and gathered together all the lords of the Philistines and said, "Send away the Ark of the Yahweh of Israel, and let it go again to its own place, that it slay us not and our people." For there was a deadly destruction throughout all the city, for the hand of the Yahweh was very heavy there. And the men that died not were smitten with the emerald. And the cry of the city went up to heaven. Chapter 6 of Samuel. and the Ark of Yahweh was in the country of the Philistines 7 months. And the Philistines called for the priest and the diviner said, "What shall we do to the Ark of the Yahweh? Tell us wherewith we shall send it to his place." They said, "If you send away the Ark of the Yahweh, then send it not in, but in any way if you turn him a trespass offering, then you shall be healed. And it shall be known unto you why his hand is not removed from you." Then said they, "What shall be the trespass offering which we shall return unto him?" He answered, "5 golden emeralds and 5 golden mice, according unto the number of the lords of the Philistines, for 1 plague was on you all and on your lords. Wherefore you shall make images of your emeralds and images of your mice that mar the land, and you shall give glory unto the Yahweh of Israel. Peradventure he will lighten his hand from off you, and from off your gods, and from off your land. Wherefore then do ye harden your hearts as the Egyptians?" And Pharaoh hardened their hearts when he had wrought wonderfully among them, that they had not let the people go, and they departed. Now therefore make a new cart, and take 2 most kine, on which there has come no yoke, and tie the kine to the cart, and bring their calves home from them, and take the Ark of the Yahweh and lay it upon the cart, and put the jewels of gold which he returned him for a trespass offering in a coffer by the side thereof, and send it away, that it may go, and see if it goeth up by the way of his own coast to Beth Shemesh. Then he hath done us this great evil. But if not, then we shall know that it is not his hand that smote it. It was a chance that happened to us. And the men did so, and took 2 mares kine, and tied them to the cart, and set up their calves at home, and they laid the Ark of Yahweh upon the cart, and the coffer with the mice of the gold, and the images of the emerald. And the kine took straight way to the way of Beth Shemesh, and went along the highway, lowing as they went, and turned not aside to the right hand or to the left. And the spirits of the Philistines went after them unto the border of Beth Shemesh, and they at Beth Shemesh were reaping their wheat harvest in the valley, and they lifted up their eyes and saw the Ark and rejoiced to see it. And the cart came into the field of Joshua the Bethshemite, and stood there where there was a great stone, and they clave the wood of the cart and offered the kine a burnt offering unto the Yahweh. And the Levites took down the ark of the Yahweh and the coffer that was with it, wherein the jewels of gold were, and put them on the great stone. And the men of Beth-Shemesh offered burnt offerings and sacrifices the same day unto the other. And when the five lords of the Philistines had seen it, they returned to Ekron the same day. And these are the golden Amorites, which the Philistines returned for a trespass offering unto the Yahweh. For Ashdod, one for Gaza, one for Ashkelon, one for Gath, and one for Ekron. And for Ekron one. And the golden mice, according to the number of all the cities of the Philistines belonging to the five lords, both of the fenced cities and of the country villages, even unto the great stone of Abel, whereon they set down the ark of the Yahweh, which stone remaineth unto this day, in the field of Joshua, the Beth-Shemite. And he smote the men of Beth-Shemite because they had looked into the ark of the Yahweh. Even he smote of the people 50,000 and threescore and 10 men, and the people lamented because the Yahweh has smitten many of the people with a great slaughter. And the men of Beth-Shemesh said, who is able to stand before the holy Yahweh? And to whom shall he go up from us? And they sent messengers to the inhabitants of Kirjath, two of them said, the Philistines have brought again the ark of the Yahweh. Come you down and fetch it up to you. And the men of Kirjath, chapter 7, verse 1. And the men of Kirjath, Jehoram came and fetched up the ark of the Yahweh, and brought it into the house of Abinadab in the hill, and sanctified Eleazar, the son, to keep the ark of the Yahweh. And it came to pass while the ark abode in Kirjath Jearim, that the time was long, for it was 20 years, and all the house of Israel lamented after the Yahshua. Then Samuel spake unto all the house of Israel, saying, who do you return unto? That's it. Saying, if you do return unto Yahshua with all your heart, then put away the strange gods and Ashtaroth from among you, and prepare your hearts unto Yahshua, and serve him only, and he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines. Then the children of Israel did put away Baal and Ashtaroth, and serve Yahshua only. And Samuel said, gather all Israel unto Mizpah, and I will pray for you unto the Yahshua. the son of Yahweh. And they gathered together unto Mizpah and drew water and poured it out before the Yahshua and fasted on that day and said there, we have sinned against the Yahshua and sinned to judge the children of Israel and Mizpah. And when the Philistines heard that the children of Israel were gathered together to Mizpah, the lords of the Philistines went up against Israel, and when the children of Israel heard it, they were afraid of the Philistines. And the children of Israel said unto Samuel, cease not to cry unto the Yahweh, our Yahweh for us, that he will save us out of the hand of the Philistines. And Samuel took a sucking lamb and offered for a burnt offering, holy unto the Yahweh. And Samuel cried unto the Yahweh for Israel. And Yahweh heard him. And as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near the battle against Israel. But the Yahweh thundered with a great thunder on that day upon the Philistines, and discomfited them, and they were smitten before the Israel. And the men of Israel went out of the Mizpah and pursued the Philistines and smote them until they came under Bethkar. Then Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shin and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, hitherto hath Yahshua helped us. So the Philistines were subdued, and they came no more unto the coast of Israel. And the hand of Yahshua was against the Philistines all the days of Samuel. And the cities which the Philistines had taken from Israel were restored unto Israel, from Ekron even unto Gath, and the coast thereof did Israel deliver out of the hands of the Philistines. And there was peace between Israel and the Amorites. And Samuel judged Israel all the days of his life. And he went from year to year, and circuit to Bethel, and Gilgal, and Mizpah, and judged Israel, and all those places. And his return was to Ramah, for there was his house, and there he judged Israel, and there he built an altar unto the Yahweh. Okay, end of chapter 7. Let's go into chapter 8. 1 Samuel. And it came to pass, when Samuel was old, that he made his sons judges over Israel. Now this is where we learn something new here about judges and kings and how they're about one and the same. Now the name of the firstborn was Joel, and the name of his second, Abiah. They were judges in Beersheba. And his sons walked not in his ways, but turned aside after lucre, and took bribes, and perverted judgment. And all the elders of Israel gathered themselves together, and came to Samuel unto Ramah, and said unto him, behold, thou art old, and thy sons walk not in thy ways. Now make us a king to to judge us like all the nations. But the thing that speaks to them, when they said, give us a chance to judge us. And Samuel prayed unto the Yahshua, sure. And the Yahshua said unto Samuel, this is the son of Yahweh, hearken unto the voice of the people and all that they say unto thee, for they have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them. For this is Yahshua, the one that's truly reigning over them. Verse 8, according unto all the works which they have done since the day that I brought them up out of the Egypt, even unto this day, wherewith they have forsaken me and served other gods, so do they also unto thee. Now therefore, hearken unto their voice. Howbeit, yet protest solemnly unto them, and show them the manner of the king that shall reign over them. And Samuel told all the words of the Yahshua unto the people that asked of him a king. And he said, this will be the manner of the king that shall reign over you. He will take your sons and appoint them for himself, for his chariots, and to be his horsemen, and some shall run before his chariots, and he will appoint him captains over thousands, and captains over 50, and he will set them to till the ground and to reap his harvest and to make his instruments of war and instruments of his service. And he will take your daughters to be confectionaries and to be cooks and to be bakers, and he will take you your fields and your vineyards and your olive yards, even the best of them, and give them unto his servant. And he will take the tenth of your seed and of your vineyards, and give it to his officers and to his servant, and he will take your men servant and your maid servant and your goodliest young men and your ashes and put them to his work. He will take the tenth of your sheep, and ye shall be his servants, and ye shall cry out in that day because of your king which ye shall have chosen you, and the Yahweh will not hear you in that day. Nevertheless, the people refused to obey the voice of the Samuel. And they said, nay, but we will have a king over us, that we also may be like all the nations, and that our king may judge us and go out before us and fight our battles. And Samuel heard all the words of the people, and he rehearsed them in the ears of the Yahweh. And Yahweh said unto Samuel, hearken unto them, unto their voice, and make them a king. And Samuel said unto the men of Israel, go ye every man unto his city. This brings the end of our Stiff This Hour contest at the 11th hour call. That's number 11, click on the audio archive, we're going to close now with a song.